You're listening to The Bear. Bear Radio. This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net. Eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup. This is Spunk Daddy, Ron Serratia.
Here with Daddy Bear Rocco.
And we're enjoying our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear. Just drop trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup. The following is from a presentation that I gave at the American Men's Studies Association conference. Participants were invited to submit an essay on Brokeback Mountain. I wrote my essay based on a careful reading of the original short story by Annie Proulx and the film. The essay is entitled The Brokeback Moment. In Annie Proulx's story in The New Yorker, Brokeback Mountain, the character Ennis tells Jack, if you can't fix it, you gotta stand it. In other words, he's saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is broke, fix it. So the mountain is broken, or has split open, exposing itself. Did their love break the mountain? Who dares try to break a mountain, or to fix a broken down mountain? Was it Jack and Ennis's mutually agreed upon denial of their lifelong passion, both affirming, even as they indulged freely in sex, mano a mano, I ain't no queer? Did they break each other's heart with that lie? Or perhaps not a lie, but a lack of the word for their love? How can they possibly challenge the mountain of conventionality and societal stigma upon which they stand? The Brokeback Moment, the instant that split the mountain, occurred when the two men were standing at the campfire on the mountain, Ennis behind Jack, the story says. They had stood that way for a long time in front of the fire, the shadow of their bodies a single column against the rock. Later, that dozy embrace solidified in Jack's memory as the single moment of artless, charmed happiness in their separate and difficult lives. Nothing marred it. For that instant, Jack and Ennis stood in the purity of their love. Jack recognizes, or at least senses, the power of that love, but Ennis is deathly afraid to defy the sheer rock mass of morality, and believes that such an ideal love between them is doomed. All them things I don't know could get you killed if I should come to know 'em, Ennis says. Earlier in the story, Ennis tells how his father taught him to fight back against his older brother, saying, Ennis, you got a problem and you gotta fix it or it's gonna be with you until you're 90. His advice to Ennis was to stand like a man. Take him unawares, don't say nothing to him, make him feel some pain, get out fast. All that Ennis knows about how men are supposed to relate to other men is how to fight quick and dirty, how to hurt another guy and get the hell out of Dodge. Best not act like a goddamn queer, lest another man break you for good. The fourth summer, as the story puts it, since Brokeback Mountain came on, as if Brokeback was an ailment that overtook them, sharing a smoke in a motel bed following their first sexual reunion, Ennis says to Jack, I was sitting up here all that time trying to figure out if I was... I know I ain't. I mean, here we both got wives and kids, right? I like doing it with women, but Jesus H, ain't nothing like this. I never had no thoughts of doing it with another guy, but I sure rang it out 100 times thinking about you. You do it with other guys, Jack? Shit, no, said Jack, who had been riding more than bulls. You know that. Old Brokeback got us good, and it sure ain't over. Jack denies his bisexuality, but somehow claims to see the potential to make it work. He tells Ennis, if you and me had a little ranch together, little cow and calf operation, your horses, it'd be some sweet life. Ennis cannot believe that that moment can ever come to pass, that the dream of an openly gay life in rural country can ever be realized. What is broken must be fixed, but can you mend a broken heart or a Brokeback Mountain? Can you fix the gap or fill the void between what is known and what is believed? It can't be done alone. No man is a mountain unto himself. Didn't Jesus say in Thomas 1:06, "When you make the two into one, you will be called sons of men"? When you say, "Move, mountain," it will move. So, a mountain can be moved or divided, and a broken mountain can be repaired, but it requires more unity and faith. The precise distance between what Ennis knew and what he tried to believe than he could manage. 20 years after they fell in love, Jack tells Ennis, "We could have had a good life together, a fucking real good life. You wouldn't do it, Ennis, so what we got now is Brokeback Mountain. Everything built on that, so I hope you know that, if you don't never know the rest." Ennis does come to know something. He never returns to Brokeback Mountain, but he makes an altar of Jack's old shirt with a postcard of the scenery in place of Jack's face and says, "Jack, I swear," though his oath is never stated, just as his bisexuality cannot be uttered. We are now experiencing the Brokeback moment. This narrative of men's love in cracking open a mountain of stigma has created some open sky above us, room to walk around and explore. Here is a space, and now is a moment, when perhaps society can see the difference between what we know, that a man loving another man is a powerful form of nature, and what we believe, the broken down notion that gay, bisexual, or queer sex and affection is wrong. As the dark clouds finally disperse in the air between the snow-covered peaks, the sky reveals the open, free passage through Brokeback Mountain. Now we have this week's entries from the Bear Soup Joke Contest, in which you were asked to supply a response to the question, "How many gay bears does it take to screw in a light bulb?" At long last, here are the final four responses. First, from Joe of BearRadio.net, "It takes 5, 1 to sit on it and 4 to spin him around." From John Adams of Washington, D.C., Bears Night Out, the response, "Just 1. Tell him it's your nipple and you like it really rough." The response from Evan Bernholtz, 0. Gay bears don't screw in a light bulb. They screw in a hot tub. We totally agree here at Bear Soup. And from the Enchanter Tim, the response, "That depends. How hairy is the light bulb?" So, who's the winner? You be the judge. Go to my website, www.suresha.com, S-U-R-E-S-H-A, and follow the links to vote. Whoops, the darn drain's clogged with fur again, so gotta go. This is Spunk Daddy's Bear Soup. Thanks for joining us here exclusively on the Bear Radio Network.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.